Moving on, Human Rights Watch accuses Israel of violating the laws of war during its eight-day aggression on the Gaza Strip last year. The prominent rights group has found that Tel Aviv carried out attacks that killed civilians and destroyed homes without legal justifications. Human Rights Watch says its detailed investigation has found no evidence of Palestinian fighters, weaponry, or other military sites at the time of the raids. Under the international law, individuals who deliberately order or take part in attacks targeting civilians are committing war crimes. Tel Aviv's war on Gaza in mid-November 2012 left nearly 170 Palestinians killed, many of them women and children. Some 1,200 others were also injured. The war came to an end after Egypt mediated a ceasefire. For more insight on that story, we're now joined by Mr. Hani Al-Bassous. He is the professor of the Islamic University of Gaza, joining us now via satellite from Gaza. Mr. Al-Bassous, welcome to the program. Well, the HRW report details the grave violations by the Israelis. How likely is it that we'll see ensuing international action against the Israelis and also condemnation on a broader scale?
Well, I think this is not the first time that the Human Rights Watch and other international organizations have stated on based on evidence that the Israeli army have breached and violated international humanitarian law. This is a fact, and it's a continuous fact that the Israeli army is still from time to time attacking Gaza and West Bank. And the last war in Gaza, 8-day war, was the Israeli army attacking civilians by intention, killing them. I don't think in this time we're going to witness or see any action can be taken by the international community. We wish that the action can be taken by the International Criminal Court, bring those Israeli criminals to justice. But the fact is the United States and some of the European nations and countries are still standing alongside the Israeli side, supporting them, and they will not make it easy for anyone to bring any of the Israeli leaders to justice. This we can see a double standard policy, which is led by the United States. When it comes to the Israeli side, the United States itself interfered to stop any action, any procedures can be taken against the Israeli side. We have many statements were made by many organizations, local and international organizations, about activities were done by the Israeli side during the war in Gaza. And nations and other specialists who said the fact that the Israeli army have made massacres and crimes against civilians in Gaza, but no action has been taken. And I do not expect any action to be taken in the near future, as long as the United States is still in support of the Israeli side.
Mr. Al-Bassous, you mentioned the issue of the ICC. In your views, what are the prospects of seeing Israeli officials standing before the ICC for the crimes they've committed, not just in Gaza, but also all over the occupied Palestinian territories?
Well, in fact, I don't see any prospect for this. It's not going to be something easy. We know that many of the Israeli leaders committed the crimes, and they should be convicted, and they should be tried by the International Criminal Court. But the fact, as I said again, the international community is not so keen on this issue, and especially the United States veto and its action would stop such procedures. At the same time, we can understand the procedures which can be taken by the ICC. It's subjected to political, not to legal activities, and this is the fact. This is the main problem. The ICC functioning on a political basis, not on a criminal basis, not on a legal basis, and this is why we don't see much prospect for the future that any of the Israeli leaders will be tried by the ICC.
Thank you very much, sir. Mr. Hani Al-Bassous, professor of Islamic University in Gaza.